popularity across both the occipital as well as lateral views. Basicranial flexion consists of a complex structure. However, the Homo sapiens appear distinctive through various measurements in this aspect as well. The dental microstructure, particularly with the incoming of the synchrotron and micro-CT technology, has not only been demonstrating strengthened ontogeny of the Homo sapiens, but also had been unveiling several differences between the Homo sapiens in comparison to the other hominin creatures in terms of striking features like the enamel thickness as well as the overall enamel shape with the dental junction. The second important question that tends to concern the process of evolution of the Homo sapiens is related to the fact whether it was a gradual or punctuational process. As per the hominin record of the Middle Pleistocene in Africa, these are really rare and outdated. Therefore, it is not possible to determine whether the fossils like Homo kippisch or Herto represent the earliest forms of the traits that we are able to associate with the extant species. In Europe, recent redating about the fossils of Sima de los Huesos to around 400 Ka had suggested that several features of the Neanderthal, especially along the face, teeth, and jaw, were well developed at that time. The European record went on to indicate that a gradual, not entirely ordered, accretion with respect to the Neanderthal synapomorphies. Therefore, at the present state, one cannot determine that if there existed a symmetry between Africa and Europe with respect to the appearance of distinctive traits by the Neanderthal as well as the modern human species. Finally, while considering the evolution of the Neanderthal as well as the modern traits of the human being, Trinkaus had found that there existed a symmetry with respect to the changes in both of the lineages, as the modern one had derived more than the Neanderthal species. The third question is with respect to the property of the last ancestor of the Homo sapiens as well as that of the Neanderthal origins. A recent study which makes use of the geometric morphometrics over various crania for virtually reconstructing the LCA of the modern humans as well as that of the Neanderthals had found the existence of the Afro-European species. The fourth question has been followed by the previous ones. Once the modern human, as well as the Neanderthal lineages, had begun to evolve, whether more ancient species in Africa and Eurasia died away, or if they persisted with their descendants for a long period. As this type of question might pose a major issue for any form of phylogenetic, cladistic, or taxonomic criteria, there has been the existence of some growing evidence about the survival of the earlier middle morphologies of the Pleistocene. In addition to this, the recent evidence with respect to the later episodes of Pleistocene about the introgression between various human lineages across Eurasia and Africa has revealed the comparable exchanges of the genetics could have been taking place in the Pleistocene. Chapter 1. African Middle Early Pleistocene Homo sapiens fossil record. The available fossil record for the reconstruction of the evolution of the Homo sapiens in regions of Africa has been currently sparse and outdated. This theory is dominated by several materials and factors that arise from the sedimentary basins containing fossils records in East Africa. Several huge expanses of West and Central Africa were inhabited at the time of the later Pleistocene. This has shown by the evidence of the presence of artifacts. However, there has not been a single fossil until now that would help in the identification of the type of early inhabitants in this region. Therefore, the presently available record can be considered to be highly biased as well as unrepresentative with respect to the whole continent. More detailed and wider compilations upon the material as well as its dating could be found in Tattersall and Schwartz as well as in that of Wood, Millard and Klein. North and Northwest Africa. In Morocco, later Pleistocene archaeological evidence with changes from Middle Non-Attirian Stone Age or Paleolithic Age to those of Marine Isotope Stage in the Attirian has continued along some regions. The infamous Jebel Erhoud structure or cave got exposed during the operations taking place in some buried mine. Since the time of 1961, this cave has produced several faunal remains along with MSA, non-Attirian archaeology, as well as seven fossil Homo sapiens, in addition to several specimens. The fossil remains of the humans have been present from low range, along the stratigraphic sequence, a